Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 44 to 47. Maintenance of the work. I remind you, we're securely in the Old Covenant here. We're talking about Zion, the city of God, Jerusalem. We're talking about the Jews. We're talking about Judaism. We're talking about the temple and the maintenance of the temple. The maintenance of the work of God in those days was to do with the temple, the priests, the Levites, the singers, and all the rest of it. Well, this work has to be supported. These men have to be supported. Remember, it's a sacerdotal system. That is to say, the priests, the Levites, are devoted to the work of God on behalf of the Jews themselves. They're not all priests. There's a special band of priests. They're not all Levites. There's a special set of officers, and they have to be maintained. And this is what's going on here. Now, in the New Covenant, we're all priests of God, all believers. It's the priesthood of all believers, all our ministers. Of course, we have elders, we have teachers, and as I shall speak in a few moments, that there is provision for support of such men. So there is the spiritual principle coming over, but it's not to the same extent or the same purpose, the same way as it was in the Old Covenant. But what do we have here? Well, it was a necessity, of course. I say these men, they're full-time workers on behalf of Israel, Judah. The temple has to be maintained, the sacrifices, and the system has to be kept up. And they have to live, these men, their families and so on. It depends on family connections, descent from Aaron and so on. Well, they've got to have families then, and children and men coming up through the ranks who can be priests. And in those days, it was an agricultural society living off the land. There were no bank transfers or email or back systems or whatever system might be going in any country anybody's listening to me, some transfer of money by digital means. There's none of that. There is no coinage system in the sense of we know today, no transfer of money and all the rest of it. And so the corn, the fruit, and the has to be stored and protected and looked after. Buildings and rooms have to be set aside, and men have to be delegated to look after it. And that's what's going on here in Nehemiah 12, 44 to 47. It's all as prescribed through David and Solomon when they set up the temple. It's all scriptural. It's all part of the covenant. And it's all ordered. The singers and the Levites leading up to the priests and the tithing and so on. All this is fundamental to the old covenant system. What about the new covenant then? Well, we have plenty of scriptures to make it very clear to us. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 could not be clearer. The principles of giving there, a support for the work of the gospel, goes on. There's nothing in the New Testament to warrant great business organizations and profit-taking and money-giving and all that kind of stuff, in the sense that we see it so often in big exercises for the gospel. But here in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, it's very clear about the spirit in which we give. Galatians 6, verse 6, 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18. Men who labor in the gospel and are worthy of their hire should be supported. They need to teach and they need to be supported in their work of teaching and ministry. But we must be careful about it. Remember what Paul says about doing everything above board and keeping everything absolutely clear in this matter. I've illustrated to you before how dangerous this is, how men can appear to be doing it properly, but in fact they're cooking the books underneath, they're pilfering and so on. Now, this must not go on in the name of God. And money is a very loaded thing. But here we see it in the Old Covenant, and it comes into the New. There is a way in the Old Covenant to do it, and there is in the New. And everything must be done as God says in His Word. And we must make sure that all things are done decently and in order, and give no offence and no opportunity for men to speak evil of God and the gospel and Christ. Well, the work of the gospel has to go on. We shouldn't be in it for profit, as it were, but we need to support the work of the gospel and make sure the cause of Christ is advanced in the world and it does not hinder for lack of provision. May God bless us in these things and think seriously about it. As I say, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Galatians 6, 6, 1 Timothy 5 and so on, these passages are very clear, explicit on it. May God give us grace to know his word and act upon it for his glory, not for the money-grabbing or profit motive, but for the glory of God and the advance of his work for Christ's sake. Amen.